lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline because I kind of forgot. It is a Thursday, and we're wrapping crunch time with, well, I think this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The
lightning
round!
Oh, no. It's the Thursday lightning round, and I got nothing planned and nothing coming down, although I am looking forward to game one of the NBA Finals, because I'm a putz.
That's deep.
Laziest
ever. D plus at best. But you did get the theme right. Today's all about the NBA Finals in today's Lightning Round, because after months and months of waiting, the time has finally come. The Finals are here. Golden State back for the fifth straight year, and the Raptors are truly just happy just being there. Might not be the Maple Leafs in the Stanley Cup or Jose Bautista creating a bat flip that ended all of baseball, but it's the next best thing. One of the key factors in this series is the health of Kevin Durant. Hasn't played since May 8th when he injured his calf against the Rockets. People thought it was his Achilles. Then he hyperextended his knee. Then he was actually okay. And then suddenly, he hasn't played in 3 weeks. Durant's traveled with the Dubs on their road trips, or didn't travel with the Dubs on the road trip to Portland, which makes the news that he's gone to Toronto makes it a big deal. Warriors didn't need to break out the KD in the Blazers series and might be taking the same approach against the Raptors depending on how Game 1 goes. Pretty nice to have a Kevin Durant break glass in case of emergency on hand at all times. What percent chance do you give Kevin Durant playing Game 2?
Game 2? How about this? None.
Wow.
He can't walk. You can't play basketball. You can't hop your way through a finals game.
The second biggest factor in the series is the who, what, when, where, and how Kawhi Leonard is going to defend the Warriors team. Sure, his hands are gigantic, but he can't guard five people at the same time. No KD in Game 1, and now apparently Game 2 makes things a little bit easier, for Nick Nurse has to choose to put him on Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, or Draymond Green instead of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, or Kevin Durant. Kawhi's Leonard defense is leading the playoffs with his 1.3 defensive win shares and 28 steals. The conference final, the defense made Giannis shoot 52% before the series, and then 44% in that Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi could guard Steph, but with Leonard being 6'7", it might be more sense for him to guard Klay, who's also 6'7", but Klay is the focal point of the Warriors' offense, and this would all be a lot easier if you just had five copies of Kawhi on the court. Nick Nurse should have Kawhi guard Steph, Klay, Draymond, or other.
Run that by me again.
Basically, who should Nick Nurse have Kawhi guard on the Warriors? Steph, Klay, or Draymond, or other?
Klay.
Ooh, interesting. Basketball Reference win shares stat is it's essentially war for the NBA. It rates how much a player's play impacts how many wins a team has. Kawhi is leading the playoffs with a win share of 3.7, with Nikola Jokic, who hasn't played in over a month, still at second at 3.1, and Steph Curry at 2.4, second place of all players who are still playing. Kawhi is also leading in minutes, field goals attempted, free throws, points, and steals. He has been literally everything for Toronto. The Raptors aren't the favorites in this series, but that if they do win, it'd have to be Kawhi that ends up being the MVP, and there's still a small chance that Kawhi could win the MVP if the Raptors lose like Jerry West did in the 69 finals. What percent chance do you give Kawhi Leonard being finals MVP?
Well, I think they've got about a 40% chance to win, so chances are if they win, he'll be MVP, so it could always be somebody else, so if I whack about 10% out of that, so 35%.
Fair enough. Rapid fire time now. Steph Curry, a career 40% shooter from three in the finals. So Steph will shoot over under 38.5% from three in this series.
He seemed to have joined Stella and got his groove back in the Portland series. But I think they're a better defensive team, so I'm going to go under.
All right. Kawhi Leonard will average over under 30.5 points a game.
That's asking a lot. That's under.
The highest game high scoring total in this series will be over under 37.5.
Oh, somebody will go off. We'll go over that.
The series will go over under 5.5 games.
See, now I'm just going with my heart. I'm going over.
All right. What percent chance do you give Drake giving any Toronto player a massage in the game?
I think he may have peaked with the head coach and is going to be told that's a no-no. So a no.
Who will have more total wins, the Oakland A's and the Warriors, plus the Warriors wins, or the Toronto Blue Jays plus Raptors wins? Assuming it goes 7 and the series ends on 6-16, the A's will play 16 games, including 10 straight on the road. Toronto will play 15 games 9 on the road.
Wow. So the combination over these next 15 days, who will have more wins? I have a feeling the A's are about to go into a little bit of a free fall, so I'm going to pick Toronto.
Ooh, interesting. Who will be MVP of the finals? Steph, Durant, Draymond, Kawhi, Clay, Lowry, or the field? Chris
Boucher,
so anybody.
Could I just say one of the six you mentioned?
I did pick one. No, you can't pick any of the six. It's any of the six.
Honestly, if I had to bet right now, I have a feeling this is going to be the one missing piece to his hardware collection, and I'm going Steph.
And who wins the NBA Finals, the Warriors or the Raptors?
Warriors come out and play. I honestly think we're going to get a six-game series now. I've convinced myself of that during the lightning round.
Dubs in six.
All right, break time. Sports Talk is next. 95.3 The Score.